Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you that this is the day that you have made. And we thank you, Lord, that you require that we should rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, that we can rejoice and be glad in it, because regardless of what our condition is, despite whatever state our lives might be in, you are still God, and you love us, and you care for us, and you will take care of us. Father, we just thank you for your word. We pray, Father God, that even now you will grant us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We ask you to open the eyes of our understanding, that we might understand your word to us this morning, O God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just cast down every spiritual hindrance to the ministry of this word, to the hearing and the listening to and the understanding of this word. I cast them down now in the name of Jesus. And I command them to loose our minds now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I'm Pastor Ian Muirhead. I'm the senior pastor of Upper Room Community Church, Kingston, Jamaica. And I'm so happy to be with you this morning. And I'm so blessed and privileged that you are able to be with us, those who are here physically and those who are watching live on Facebook or on Instagram. This morning, I wish to share with you from the title, How to Prosper by Reading and Hearing God's Word. How to Prosper by Reading and Hearing God's Words. Praise God. Amen. Perhaps you have heard many messages and have read the Bible, but you are not experiencing the spiritual growth and development you expected. Today, we will take a fresh look at the parable of the sower as we look to God's word for answers, which will help us experience the spiritual growth and development God desires for us. Luke chapter 8, verses 5 to 8 tells us, a farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across his field, some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds ate it. Other seed fell among rocks. It began to grow, but the plant soon wilted and died for lack of moisture. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Still other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When he had said this, he called out. And I want us to note what Jesus called out. Note the words carefully. He said, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Immediately after Jesus said, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand, the disciples asked him in verse 9 what this parable meant. What we see here is that despite the fact that they were disciples, they did not understand the parable. Obviously, they had ears to hear, but as they listened, they did not understand. And I'm sure some of us can identify with that. There are times when we listen to the word of God being taught or being preached, and we don't understand. Yet, they were disciples. Hallelujah. Put another way, because we hear a message, it does not mean we understand the spiritual truths behind the message. Although the disciples understood the agricultural language that Jesus used, they did not understand the spiritual significance of what he was saying. Praise God. What about you? When you read the Bible, do you understand some or all of what you are reading? Praise God. And if you are honest about it, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand everything that I'm reading. But I trust God that in the fullness of time, I will understand. Praise God. Then speaking further in verse 9, Jesus said, and this is so awesome. He says, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God." He was talking to his disciples. Let me repeat that. Listen to what he said to them. He said, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God." But I use parables, Jesus went on to say, but I use parables to teach the others so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they look, they won't really see. In other words, when they look into the word of God, they won't really see anything. When they hear, they won't understand. Wow. I want to highlight a number of things that Jesus is saying in this passage. First of all, he's saying, not everyone is allowed to understand the spiritual truths in the Bible. I wonder if you heard that. Let me repeat that again. He's saying, not everyone is allowed to understand the spiritual truths in the Bible. Those truths are secrets of God's kingdom, and they can only be understood by kingdom people. By kingdom people. You have to be born again. You have to be a child of God in order to understand the Bible. Praise God. I remember before I became born again, I used to read the Bible. I thought it was very confusing. I didn't understand anything. When I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I began to understand more and more each day. Have you ever heard someone say, "I can't understand the Bible. I find it so confusing"? The truth is, this is a privilege that God grants to those who are a part of his kingdom. Amen? And it's very important to understand this, because sometimes when people say that, you know, they find the Bible very confusing and they can't understand it, sometimes I'm wondering if something is wrong with me. But nothing is wrong with me. Something is wrong with them. Praise God. Further on, Jesus says that when people look into the word and don't really see, and when they hear and don't understand, it's a fulfillment of the scriptures. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, sometimes we might be trying to explain a biblical truth to someone who is not a believer and they can't understand. And we might feel condemned that, you know, something is wrong with our explanation. But Jesus said the understanding of the scriptures belong to the people of the kingdom. It's a kingdom privilege. Now, as we look at the, before we look at the meaning of the parable, I want us to note that the disciples, and this is very important, the disciples could not understand the parable unless Jesus explained it to them. Now, I used to look at it from the point of view that they were immature, they were in training, and they had not yet reached the level that they could understand the scriptures. They could understand what Jesus was saying. But there's a very important principle here. They could not understand the parable unless Jesus explained it to them. Similarly, today we cannot understand the Bible unless the Holy Spirit, who is called the Spirit of Jesus, helps us. I wonder if you get that. We cannot understand the Bible without help from God. And that is why that privilege is for kingdom people. Hallelujah. Luke, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 tells us, "But you have received the Holy Spirit, and He lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what He teaches is true. It is not a lie. So just as He has taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ." Wow. This passage tells us that understanding God's word is not an intellectual exercise. I don't care whether you have a bachelor's, a master's, or a PhD, or you're a professor. Understanding God's word is not an intellectual exercise. We are told that the Spirit of God will teach us everything we need to know when we are in fellowship with Christ. Very important. When we are in fellowship with Christ. Wow. God will teach us what we need to know at the time when we need to know it. Hallelujah. Understanding God's word is a progressive process. Amen. We know a little today, tomorrow we know a little more, next year we know a little more, 10 years time we know some more. It's a progression. Have you ever gotten a revelation and wondered why it took so long to come, why you took so long to come to that understanding? Praise God. Going back to the meaning of the parable, Jesus explained to his disciples the meaning of the seed. The seed. The seed that fell on the footpath. Seed that fell on rocky soil. Seed that fell among thorns. And seed that fell on good soil. Amen? So we're going to look at the seed, the meaning of the seed. We're going to look at the seed that fell on the footpath. We're going to look at the seed that fell on rocky soil. And we're going to look at the seed that fell among thorns. And seed that fell on good soil. And we're going to look at their spiritual significance. And how it relates to us as individuals. Praise God. First of all, the seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. It could be a message preached at church. I want you to listen to me now. It could be a message preached at church. It could be Bible study. It could be a prophetic word. It could be a word of knowledge. Or whatever God chooses to do. The seed that fell on the footpath. In verse 12. The Bible tells us. The seeds that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. Praise God. Wow, the devil. It's interesting to note that the devil does not want us to hear and understand and apply God's words in our lives. Praise God. Amen. And let me tell you, the devil is not a figment of our imagination. The devil is a person. He's a spiritual being. One of his strategies is to steal God's word from our hearts, especially when our hearts are hardened. The Bible tells us we can actually hear God's voice or message and choose to harden our hearts. Hebrews 3 and verse 15. No wonder we find it so difficult to read our Bible. There are actually spiritual hindrances to Bible study. The devil is an unseen enemy. We need to take authority against every such spiritual hindrance. Maybe God has been speaking to you about giving up certain areas of your life, and you keep hardening your heart. You see, how you harden your heart is when God speaks to you and you push God's word from out of your heart. You block it from out of your mind and you refuse to think about it. You refuse to do anything about it. You reject it. When you do that, you are hardening your heart. I urge you, repent and yield your entire life to God. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to look at the seeds that fell on rocky soil. Verse 13 tells us the seeds on the rocky soil represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't have deep roots. They believe for a while, then they fall away when they face temptation. Hallelujah. Amen. So if we don't have deep roots, we cannot deal with temptation. And let me tell you, every believer must face temptation. That is why Jesus, in teaching the disciples to pray, he said they should, one of the things they should pray is, lead us not into temptation. Every believer will be tempted. Perhaps the message heard in this passage failed because the human heart represented by the rocky soil did not provide an environment for it to become properly rooted so that it would grow and become fruitful. It was shallow. It represented shallow Christianity. Perhaps they forsook the assembling of the saints, or they had no devotional life. Maybe they did not spend time to reflect on the meaning and the value of the word received and its application to their lives. As a result of this, they became easy prey to temptation. Like Eve, instead of meditating on God's word, they meditated on the temptations of the devil. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus instructed his disciples to ask God to help them to overcome temptation. Praise God. And then, seeds that fell among thorns. Verse 14 tells us, the seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear the message. I want you to listen to this. They hear the message, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mark you, nowadays we don't have much of that. Because Corona, Mr. Corona, has removed, has put in place social distancing. All the pleasures of this life have been postponed. Hallelujah. So the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. And so they never grow into maturity. When the cares and riches of this life takes first place in our lives, it crowds out or replaces the message we receive from God. These conditions prevent the message from maturing, or in the case of the prophetic, I want you to hear that, in the case of the prophetic, hinders the fulfillment of God's purpose for our lives. They prevent us from maturing as a believer and can cause us to turn our backs on God. What about you? Are you allowing the cares and riches of this life to take precedence in your life over God's message? Do you choose to spend hours on social media and little or no time in God's Word? And then, I want us to look at the good soil, those that fell on the good soil. Verse 15 tells us, and the seeds that fell on the good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Remember now, in today's message, we are trying to understand from the parable of the sower what we can do in order to have a more productive life in Jesus Christ, in order to produce fruit in our lives. In this passage, good-hearted persons are described as persons who are hearing and understanding God's word, cling to it. Praise God. So it's one thing to hear God's word, but it's not sufficient just to hear God's word. We need to understand God's word, and we need to cling to it. Bible says that God sustains all things by the word of his power. Hallelujah. These people, they take notes. When they come to church or they go to Bible study, they take notes. They take time to read it over. They meditate on it. They ask God to help them make that word become a part of their life. They are consumed with the word, and they want the word to become a part of their lives. Amen. Hallelujah. How many sermons have you heard in your lifetime? Did you take time to understand what you heard? Did you cling to the message heard? Did you apply it to your life? Did the word become fruitful in your life? Oh, some of us, we take great pride. Oh, I've listened to Brother so-and-so. I've listened to Bishop so-and-so. I've listened to Pastor so-and-so. But how much of what you have heard have you understood and have you applied in your life? You know what Jesus said? He says, be ye not only hearers of the word, but be also doers of the word. Amen? It's one thing to hear the word, but you don't get any kudos in heaven for that. You are recognized for what you hear and for what you apply. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you cling to the message heard? Did you apply it to your life? Did the word become fruitful in your life? Mark 4, verses 24 to 25, Jesus tells us, and I love this, I love this. Jesus tells us, he says, pay close attention to what you hear. Praise God. You're listening to me right now. Pay close attention to what you hear. Praise God. The closer you listen, come on now. You say, Pastor, how close can I get? Praise God. Jesus will show you. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. So part of God's process of understanding His word is that we have to listen closely. We have to listen closely to His word. You know, it's interesting that in the secular world, when we are reading for our bachelor's or we are reading for our master's, we listen carefully to what the lecturer is saying. We take notes. We record his teaching. We buy books to supplement what he has taught us. But when it comes to the word of God, which gives us eternal life, we are so shallow. We are so shallow in our approach to God's word. Praise God. Heaven and earth will pass away. Maths, physics, economics, accounts, medicine. All these things will pass away. But God says, my word will remain. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he says, the closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. And you will receive even more. You know, brethren, that's one of the reasons why people are not benefiting from God's word. They're not benefiting from reading God's word. Because they are not listening closely when they read God's word. To those who, Jesus says, to those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. Progressive revelation. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. Wow. Not me, Lord. Help me not to be in that category, Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes our attitude is, if I have time today, I will quickly read the word of God. But Jesus tells us we must pay close attention to what we hear. He goes on to say, the closer we listen, the more understanding will be given. Wow, this is heavy stuff. As we read the word of God, we need to listen to the voice or the leading of the Holy Spirit as He imparts understanding to us. Amen. Hallelujah. I love those moments. Hallelujah. There's a quickening that occurs in my spirit. There's an excitement when I receive a revelation from God. When I get a greater understanding of God's word, it's such a blessing. I consider it a privilege. And it is. The more we listen, the more He will reveal to us. Hallelujah. So often, we treat the delivery of the Word of God as a time of entertainment. Our appreciation is limited to how it makes us feel. The Bible tells us that there are some who look for preachers who will tickle their ears. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 3 tells us, for a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look to teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They are looking for entertainment. Some move from church to church searching for pastors who will tell them what their itching ears want to hear. God's life transforming word is not important to them. Are you hungry for God's word? 1 Peter 2 verses 2 to 3 tells us, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into, listen to this, that you will grow into, let me say it again, listen to this, a full experience of salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you having a full experience of salvation? Peter goes on to say, cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. Hallelujah. Brethren, there's a full experience of salvation. Full experience of salvation that is available to each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Too many persons are satisfied with a little experience of salvation. Some of us do not experience this fullness because we do not embrace the full gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to crave all of God's word. Hallelujah. Which is described as pure spiritual milk. We need to cry out for its nourishment. Lord, nourish my soul. God's word tells us that they that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. If you find that you are not hungry for God, ask God to make you hungry for Him. He will do it. Some people might say, boy, that don't make sense. It makes a lot of sense. God says, seek and you shall find. Said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Says, knock and it shall be opened to you. Amen. Hallelujah. What about you? If you have fallen short, do not allow condemnation to take hold of your life. This message is not about condemnation. Repent and turn to God. God is able to transform your life. He's able to renew your spirit. He's able to refresh you. If you'll just repent and call unto Him even now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Maybe you are in here today, or maybe you're listening, watching on Facebook and Instagram. Maybe you have been hardened in your heart. Maybe there are things that God has been speaking to you about, and you've been pushing it away. Things that you need to stop doing. Things you need to get rid of. And you have been pushing it away. You have been hardening your heart towards God. Just ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you right now. Maybe you have not been spending time in devotion. You have neglected your fellowship with Jesus Christ. Just ask God to forgive you. Maybe you have not been studying God's word. You've been just flipping through, you know, racing through 3 minutes and then bam, you're off. 3 minutes reading God's word and bam, you're into social media. Repent. Ask God to forgive you. Maybe you have been yielding to temptation. You know, God sees everything. The Bible says there is nothing that is being hidden from God. Maybe your wife does not see you. Maybe the pastor does not see you. But God sees you. Repent and turn to God. Tell God you are sorry. And ask Him to help you to overcome temptation. Maybe you have been succumbing to the cares and the desires of this world. Ask God to forgive you and to help you. And finally, I want to pray for someone's healing. I saw a vision of a soul and face due to a terrible allergic reaction. It's so bad that, you know, I saw raised veins on the person's face, and the skin was very convoluted. I want to pray for you now. Maybe you know somebody with that condition. Just say, Lord, I stand on that person's behalf. Call their name now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I ask you to release your miraculous power now, Lord. And I declare healing to that person's face now. Be healed of all allergic reactions now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you that you are a forgiving God, that you are a loving God. I thank you that for those who are in Christ Jesus, there is therefore now no condemnation, Lord. Lord, I thank you for forgiving every person that has come before you this morning, Lord. Whether it be hardening of the heart, not spending time in devotion, reading your word, yielding to temptation, succumbing to the cares and desires of this world, Lord, I just thank you for your forgiveness on their behalf, Lord. Forgive them, Lord. Even as they cry out unto you, thank you for forgiving them, Lord. And Lord, may you give them strength. May you give them courage. May you give them boldness, O God, to do the things which you are calling them to do, Lord. Strengthen them in their inner man, Lord. Cause them to be renewed in the spirit of their minds, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just bless you and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And be ye not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.